Travel to Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Hope you and everyone listening is having a great day. We're going to take a look at some awesome things going on, believe it or not, the last weekend in October.
Wow.
Now, you can head to Mountain View on October 26th and 27th for the one and only Bean Festival. Now, if you think you have the best beans around, you can head to Mountain View and cook for your chance to win. Beans and cornbread will be served for free. There's going to be music and dancing on the courthouse square throughout the day. There's handmade craft vendors and the infamous, outrageous outhouse races. The dinner bell will ring at noon, and the Bean Fest cooking champion will be crowned. Now, the outhouse races, which are just some of the funniest things, it's the funniest thing ever, will follow dinner. There will be a talent show, and merchant vendors will be set up on Friday and Saturday. So now, if you're there for the Bean Fest, you'll want to check out the 11th Annual Artisans Market on the square during Bean Fest. The market features work by guild members as well as artists who have been juried by the Arkansas Craft Guild to participate. You'll find pottery, bath and body products, jewelry, photography, leatherwork, and many other fine handcrafted items for sale. You can easily find the artisan market. It's behind the white picket fence. Now, speaking of beans, what goes with beans? Well, it's the Arkansas Cornbread Festival in Little Rock on October 27th. The Arkansas Cornbread Festival builds community by raising awareness about SOMA Little Rock, which is south on Main, through celebrating Southern culture and heritage through food, artisan crafts, and music. There's going to be music, family activities, unique and fun vendors, food trucks, one of my favorite things, enticing aromas, and the promise of family fun. And that has pulled thousands each year to downtown Little Rock. Bonding over cornbread is a Southern tradition, and once you've had a taste of South Main in Little Rock, you'll have to come back for more. Cornbread and side dish entries are judged by everyone attending the festival, and the most popular wins prizes, as well as a panel of celebrity judges who award blue ribbons. Now, Mark Smith had a wee get on that panel of judges. There's going to be live music and other fun activities throughout the day.
We need to get those two festivals put together into one big
one. I mean, they do. We need to just, like, have it in the middle of Little Rock and Mountain View. So it's like the Bean Festival, the Cornbread Festival, and the Outhouse Races.
Right.
And finally, also speaking of Mountain View, the Ozark Folks Interstate Park in Mountain View is welcoming Jimbo Mathis and Ken Folks on October 27th. Jimbo Mathis and Ken Folks feature old-time and bluegrass songs culled from the classic Southern songbook. Folks know Jimbo, of course, from his various solo projects, his work with Buddy Guy, and his role as frontman and founding member of the Squirrel Nut Zippers. Love them. For this show, Jimbo goes back to his earliest musical roots, playing the songs he learned as a youngster in Mississippi, and from his trips to the Ozarks picking on the court square in Mountain View. Now, to find out more about these events and everything going on throughout our great state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the Events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have a great day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.